Good morning, it's Saturday, and this is The Beacon. Good morning. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
You like my formal opening?
That was very formal.
That's right.
You know what? I find it still funny that when you call me and leave voice messages, you still tell me your whole name and leave your phone number that I've had for 8 years.
No, I've had changes in between times.
You know, yes.
Come on.
But you did have, like, for the first 5 years, you had the same number, and you still left me the phone number every time you left me a voice message.
I always leave it.
It's so funny.
Because I can't stand it when people don't, because they assume you have a phone that you could see the number on.
That's true.
And I can't see the number on it.
That's true.
So then they wonder why I didn't call them back, and
yeah.
I go, well, I leave the number.
Right. That's a good point, because a lot of people now just assume it pops up on caller ID and don't leave the phone number,
yeah.
Or say, you can just call me back on the number I called from,
right.
And if you don't
and then
can't
I see
it,
they go,
what number? Yeah, no, I get it. You know what? I have fresh perspective now. But rest assured, I have all of your phone numbers in my phone, and we'll always call you back.
You can get rid of those, except the last two.
You know what? I think I have. I think I've cleaned out your
You know what?
What?
I have a friend of mine, Ann, and she's got a book. She still has the book with the numbers.
All right.
She says, you have your own page. She says, and at about 10 pounds of whiteout on that page. She said, with your numbers. So.
Well, you know, and it's so funny because now with cell phones, people don't really change their phone number anymore.
No.
You know, I had my California number with me for years
after that.
And I only changed it when I was trying to get my own, like, sign language business up and running.
Sure.
And that was when I felt like I should have a local number.
Right.
So I've had just two numbers, like, in the last 15 years. But you, wherever you go, you change it to local.
Exactly. You know, I got to tell you, my mom.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out the, because my mom has finally consented into going into a retirement community.
Yes.
So she has had the same telephone number since 1969.
Oh, my gosh.
Same telephone number.
I find that inspiring.
And the one before that she had for about 3 years. But then when I started in radio, somebody was being smart. And they were calling me just as I would fall asleep.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I worked evenings.
Really?
I would come home late. Yeah.
Like, intentionally?
I must have been, you know.
That's so tacky.
And I'd have to get up out of bed,
right.
Go answer the phone, and that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Because at that time, we didn't have any sort of answering machines or voicemails.
I beg your pardon.
No, I mean, I'm saying, like, even when I was a child, we had an answering machine. We didn't have caller ID.
That's true.
We didn't
have an answering machine.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, my folks knew Alexander Graham Bell, so they didn't even have that for Pete's
right.
sake. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm so sick and tired of food.
What?
I am sick and tired of a majority of food out there.
What? Like what?
It's not the quality it used to be.
I know, honey. I know. I agree.
Oh, it's
everything
terrible.
Is processed, and you know, and I mean, I come on here and I'm a huge advocate for whole, real food.
Right.
But you know what? I buy the frozen, like, organic, but they're still frozen, and that's usually what I eat most nights.
You know what? Let me tell you. There were certain sandwiches when I was growing up that I used to like.
Mm-hmm.
But the only safe one left is a grilled cheese sandwich and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
So true.
Otherwise, forget it.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
It's just garbage.
And lunch meats are so processed now that, I mean,
worse.
Right. And there's actually, like, cancer warnings on them. Like, the nitrates that cured lunch meats are made with cause cancer.
I used to like, and I still do, boiled ham.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it anywhere.
But, like, even at a Polish bakery or Polish deli? Or?
No, they always have crockers, and I like it. I like it made by the worst companies, you know, the low-grade, like Hormel or Arm
right.
or something like
Purdue,
that.
Purdue, yeah.
And, you know, I would love, because it's pink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and first of all, you know, well, it's boiled, so it's probably pink. But it used to be so good.
Yeah.
Now I bought some the other day, so salty, it's unbelievable.
Ugh. Gosh.
Unbelievable.
It's really tragic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we'll get things underway. The name of the show is The Beacon. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
And we'll be back.
What if magazines could talk? They can. Thanks to Choice Magazine Listening, a free audio magazine for those unable to read standard print because of loss of vision or other disability. We'll send you recordings of memorable articles, fiction, and poetry, read by the best professional voices. Selections are chosen by our editors from over 100 notable publications, such as The New Yorker, Smithsonian, Fortune, The Atlantic, Sports Illustrated, and Time. Choice Magazine Listening invites you to enjoy the unforgettable writing of the world's best minds. We'll also tell you how to get the free Library of Congress Special Player. For your free subscription, call 1-888-7-CHOICE. That's 1-888-724-6423. Or on the web at www.choicemagazinelistening.org.
We're going to visit with a friend of ours to the program. He's been on quite a bit with us. And if you only knew how much work it was to go through to get here. What do we have this thing, Jim Chilson? Did we schedule this interview about six times?
It was probably about six times, but hey, I will always wait for you, Bill. I love being on your show.
Oh, listen, I love having you, and you're such a patient person to do it, too. So, how you been?
Really good. Thank you. It's been busy. It's been very busy.
Has it? How's summer been for you? I mean, in the family, okay?
Yes, we took the proverbial trip out to Mount Rushmore, and it was quite a trip, let me tell you. It was, I don't know if I needed a vacation after the vacation. You know how that goes.
But, you always do, you know.
But summer was good, and now I'm actually looking forward to winter.
Do they really, let me ask you this about Mount Rushmore.
Oh, no.
Do they really have a monocle on Teddy Roosevelt?
You know, that's an interesting question. It is there, but it looks like it's kind of it looks like a monocle, but when you look up close, they did some funny things with the sculpture. So it's not quite there, but it looks like it.
Yeah,
from afar.
It really wasn't a monocle. It was one of those pairs of glasses that they used to have on a ribbon that hung down on their side and then put up on their nose because they didn't need it all the time.
What I found interesting is that Lincoln, you can actually see, it was supposed to be from the waist up, the sculpture was, but they quit it. And you can see Lincoln's hand holding his collar.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Never been there. Never been there.
You know, it has nothing to do with utilities, but, you know, I'm a wealth of information about Mount Rushmore.
That's exactly. At least for the next 6 months or so. Right. Did you buy any of the souvenir garbage that they sell? You know, like the books about
it? You can't help it. My son was in love with pins. We got a lot of pins everywhere we went.
Well, listen, we'll get on to the business at hand over here, but I'm glad you had a good summer.
Thank you, sir.
You know, that's what it's all about with the family and that. Utilities, that's what we talk about when we get together with you, since you are the director of, public relations?
Director of Communications.
Director of Communications for CUB, the Citizens Utility Board. And your founder is really out there doing some interesting work, trying to get term limits on everything, you know, for offices and that.
Yes. And Governor Quinn has been a consumer activist from day one, and CUB is just one of the things that he was interested in. But we appreciate, you know, his dedication. There's few people who've worked as hard as he has for Illinois.
Sure.
That's a good thing.
That's it. And we are coming into a season change, which usually means the utilities are either going to try and hike the prices extremely skyward, or also going to be pretty much maintained and everything. Now, you were saying that it's going to be sometime in October they're going to come out with the natural gas rates, right?
Right. I'm really interested to see what happens with the natural gas rates because, Bill, last year they were about the lowest they've been in about 15 years, the natural gas rates. And that meant that we were putting out a lot of warnings about, you know, for people not to get lured into bad deals from alternative natural gas suppliers.
Sure.
But, yeah, rates were nearly at 15-year lows. They look like they're going up a bit, now, but they're still quite low. And we've, you know, we each week we monitor what the prices offered by the alternative gas suppliers and alternative electricity suppliers, and how it compares to the utilities. And it's been very, very difficult for the companies to, you know, to beat the utilities. So in this market, currently, it's likely that the utilities are your best bet. And, you know, we're in a lot of battles. We're in more than $4 billion in rate hike battles with the utilities. We're no fans. You know, we have a lot of disagreements with the utilities. But right now, people should know in terms of the supply price that it's likely that the utility is your best bet. So just means it doesn't mean that you shouldn't shop. But if you're going to shop, you just need to be careful.
Yeah, watch out who you're going with. Like, right. I always refer back to that Nicor competitive company that has the same name. That
Nicor Advanced Energy. We just got somebody off that plan, a plan offered by Nicor Advanced Energy. They think that they've saved hundreds of dollars because they got off.
Really?
You have to just be really careful. You know, we had something in our Cub Voice. We put out this quarterly newsletter, and all it said was, the headline was, you know, take a look at your bill. Are you paying too much for power? And it caused a lot of people not only to look at their electric bills, but to look at their gas bills. And it's amazing, if you just take some time, not just pay the bottom line, you might find an alternative supplier on that bill, and it's a good idea. So it's always a good idea to just scan your bill each month to make sure there's no strange company there.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It really does. Now, about electric, before I move on to electric, how is that the ballooning cost on the People's Gas project that's going on throughout the city?
Right. Well, right now there's about, you know, it's about $4 billion in projected cost overruns.
Wow.
For this. Now, it's projected. The good thing is that consumer advocates like the Attorney General and like the Citizens Utility Board and even the City of Chicago have gotten involved to put some rein in the program.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal right now is to, you know, create cost controls in the program. So going forward, we don't have to pay those cost overruns. And then also looking back to see if there was any wasteful spending, and then to fight for, you know, for refunds. So the good news is that in a related case dealing with this pipeline replacement program, and I should give a little background, People's Gas has launched this massive pipe replacement program to do good work in the city. It's a good thing to replace those pipes. It's a good thing. But what we're saying is, if you're going to do that, be smart about it. And the program has been rife with wasteful spending. It's not very well organized. As a result, we worked with the Illinois Attorney General's office and negotiated an $18.5 million refund package on a case related to that, dealing with some of the statements they made before the Illinois Commerce Commission. We accused them of lying to the Illinois Commerce Commission about how high about how expensive this program was going to be. And we reached a settlement with them, and that was an $18.5 million refund package. So we're very happy about that, but the fight's not over. People's Gas is now under new management. The talk of this new company, Wisconsin Energy bought the company, and the talk that they're that what they're saying to us all sounds good, that they want to, you know, fix this program, they want to revamp it, they want to go forward and be very careful. But, you know, all, as always, talk is cheap, and very important that we continue to watch the company and make sure that it makes all the right decisions to get these pipes replaced in a way that's cost efficient.
Yeah, that makes sense. The other thing that we were talking about before we got on the air was electric rates.
Yeah.
What are you guys taking a look at for the fall?
Yeah, good question. As of October 1st, in October, the rates have changed, and it's going to be, they're going to be about 6.4 cents per kilowatt hour, and that's up from 6.2. So a slight increase. Again, it's likely that ComEd is your best bet. In mm-hmm. fact, Steve Daniels from Crane Chicago Business, he's probably the best utility reporter in the state. And there are a lot of good ones out there, but he's very good. He just came out with a story that said in hundreds of Chicago suburbs, consumers overpay for electricity.
Mm.
And the reason is that they're in community power deals. Their community has negotiated a power deal out on the market with an alternative electricity supplier. Well, a couple of years ago, those were great deals. I saw one suburb that saved people, cut ComEd's rate in half. We're able to save people a lot of money. The market has changed since then, so people need to be very careful. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't shop or that you shouldn't go with a community power deal, because some of them are still saving people money. But it just means you need to look at your bill and make sure that the price you're paying for electricity with a community power deal or an alternative supplier, that that compares well with what ComEd is charging. But for now, from October through from October 2016 through May of 2017, the price is going to be about 6.4 cents per kilowatt hour. So consumers need to be aware of that. But, you know, it was amazing. You know, everybody wanted to get to shop on the market a couple of years ago because the rates were so low, and it was because ComEd was locked into some higher-priced power contracts. Those power contracts went away, the last of them, back in 2013. So the market is very different now. It's just a lot more even. It's a lot more difficult for these alternative suppliers to beat that price. So you just you need to be careful. We've been saying this for years, and you just need to be careful if you're going to shop on the market. And even if you don't think you've shopped, take a look at your electric bill and your gas bill. And if there's a strange company on there, give Cub a call, and we can help you decipher it and find out what rate you're paying.
What you're paying, yeah. What about the phone company now? You know, I'm changing this, and we didn't have a chance to speak about this before we got on the air. But is that that agreement with AT&T still in effect for
the Consumer's Choice plan?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting what happened. We a year ago, we were involved in a big battle before the in Springfield about telecom, and AT&T wants to get rid of landline service. They want to push people onto more expensive and less reliable phone service. And it's some of the, this is like UVerse, their digital phone service, or it's a cell phone service, which a lot of people love. I mean, I love my iPhone. Problem is, some people in the state want to keep their landlines, and depending on where they live, it's the most reliable, and it's also can be the most affordable phone service for them. So we managed to save landline phone service. We worked with AARP and a bunch of other groups to do that. Problem is they put limits on the consumer's choice plans, and the consumer's choice plans are supposed to be only offered to low-income customers. The thing is that we have been finding that the company is still signing consumers up. So what we would recommend is that, you know, these consumer's choice plans were created by Cub originally under a legal settlement with AT&T. They're the best landline phone deals in the state. If you're an AT&T customer, you should give the company a call and find out, you know, can I sign up for the consumer's choice plans? It's definitely worth it. It's a good deal. Now, the company's aim is to eventually just get rid of these plans. They don't like these plans. But the Illinois legislature likes these plans because it saves people money, so they've told them that you can't get rid of them. You have to at least offer them to low-income customers. But even if you don't qualify, you should call up AT&T and see if you qualify for the consumer's choice plans.
Okay. The other thing, too, you know, the one part of the phone industry, the telecommunications industry, that just is going hog wild is the cell phone business.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
Are we ever going to get any controls over these people? I know a lot of it comes from federal, you know.
Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I know a lot of it is federal because of the FCC and that.
Right.
But, I mean, on a local basis, some of the rates are unbelievable.
Right. It's the Wild West. It's the same with the cable industry.
Yeah.
You know, and that ship has left port. You know, there's going to be very difficult to come in and re-regulate, you know, or try to, you know, regulate something that's already been, you know, deregulated. It started off as deregulated. You know, what we try to do is we do work with the FCC and the FTC and other consumer groups to combat cramming, which was a huge scam, which AT&T just paid a huge refund to consumers, or it agreed to pay a huge refund to consumers. And it was the drug enforcement agency was doing a drug bust, basically. They were investigating two companies in Cleveland, and as they were confiscating gold and drugs and jewels and things like that that you hear about in a big drug raid, they found papers that linked these drug traffickers to a cramming scam. They were putting actually on landline, this is actually a landline case, but often cramming is on cell phone bills. They found that they were putting these drug traffickers were charging people for a non-existent directory assistance service on their phone bills. So again, the theme, go back to this theme of always reading your bill. If you see a strange charge on your bill, and my wife and I found strange charges on our cell phone bill all the time, you know, and they're crammed charges. They're services that we did not sign up for, but they were put on our bill. So, you know, you need to, that's part of it. We work with federal agencies to try to combat, you know, cell phone, high cell phone bills in that way. But we also have to just, you know, in the end, you're your own best consumer advocate, and you have to, you know, be educated about how to pick the right cell phone plan. And I think what's happened is there are deals to be found out there, but what's happened is that the it's gone from where your cell phone is something that you use to call to it's your cell phone is something you use to surf the internet. And I think it's gone from calling minutes to data. That's been the big thing. And so we have fact sheets on our website at citizensutilityboard.org on how to cut your data costs. And we'll continue, you know, anytime there's a chance to try to combat high cell phone bills federally through legislation or through, you know, new federal rules, we're going to, you know, we're going to fight that battle. But that and that's been the same our same attitude towards cable. Cable is really not under Cub's mission statement.
Right.
Neither is cell phones. It's they're not officially utilities. But we get so many calls from people concerned about cable issues, concerned about cell phone issues, that we do our best to educate consumers and to get involved in national issues by sending messages and advocating for pro-consumer policy.
You know, you brought up cable, and I know it's you. There is no real no watchdog group taking a look at them. But the point is, are we any closer, because you have your ear to the ground with all of this stuff, are we any closer to getting cafeteria-style cable as opposed to the whole these package deals?
No, it's John McCain, you know, Senator John McCain from Arizona has actually championed that battle. He's had a bill in Congress for years to ask for what I think you're talking about is a la carte cable where you get to choose. You know, that I just saw a statistic. The typical cable package on average has 200 channels. People use about 17 of them.
That's it.
And we pay, I don't know, this seems really low to me, but the average cable customer pays about $64 a month. So compared to us, that's pretty low. But they're paying for channels they don't want, they don't need.
Right.
And so it'd be nice to be able to do an a la carte package. Now, you know how things go, Bill, is if they do pass a law like that, which would be a good thing, it'd be a huge step forward. Sure, there'd be a lot of jockeying by the cable industry, and the plan, you'd have to see what kind of plan they're going to offer. You know, it may not be the greatest plan, but I think that the cable industry doesn't even want to get to that point where they're agreeing to an a la carte cable package.
Right.
Because that'll kind of, that, you know, lets the, that opens the door to other reforms. But, you know, we're asking people in our latest Cub Voice, we're asking them to sign a petition for a cable bill of rights, cable customers' bill of rights, and right at the top, it says a la carte pricing. So that would be nice.
Totally for a la carte pricing because, like you said, I was just sitting here while you were talking, and if I watched like 10 channels, that's a lot for me.
Yeah.
10, right. 12 channels, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and then some of these other ones, Mike, I never even heard of them.
Yeah.
And then the insult, adding insult to injury, is not only do you have to pay for the cable, but they advertise on them.
Yep.
The shows, you know, the networks that are on there advertise, so.
Yeah, it's no longer premium content where you don't get to watch any ads.
Right.
You have to now watch ads, you know, along with these massive
packages. Brian Hawkins, our engineer and our assistant director, Chris, here, said, you know, It's very interesting that what started out as regular television with the five channels or six channels or whatever, all of a sudden some guy went into the Appalachian Mountains or out west, saw this community antenna stuff and said, hey, we could make some money off of this if we got the country involved in it.
Yep.
And we, like a bunch of fools, fell for it. And we, you know, and now we're stuck with it. We let the monster out of the grave.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. If people want to get more information, Jim, I know we do this every time, but people have a tendency to forget, like me, on a yep. lot of things. If you, trust me, these days, but anyway, if you, if somebody does want to get a hold of Cub, they can call you, they can email you, what?
Absolutely, Bill, and I would recommend people go to our website at citizensutilityboard.org. There will always be some type of action you can take, sending a message to the Illinois Commerce Commission or to federal authorities about some type of pro-consumer issue. You also can call us if you have a question, a concern, or a complaint about your utility bills. We do not give out monetary help.
Right.
We give out, you know, we educate people about their bills. And if you have a complaint about your utility service, you can call 1-800-669-5556. I also just want to give a shout-out before we end to the Illinois Commerce Commission. You know, Bill, we've been talking for years about bad deals in the electric market, and you just talked about Nicor Advanced Energy using the utility's name and logo. Well, the ICC just passed the best rules that we've ever seen to combat bad deals in the electric market, and right at the top of their list is it prohibits alternative electricity suppliers from using a utility's name and logo to market its products.
Hear, hear.
So that was 2 years of hard work by our legal team and by other consumer advocates, but we're very happy about this, and I just want to thank the ICC. But if you go to our website, you can take actions like that, and let me tell you, they listen. When they get hundreds of messages from consumers, they start to pay attention.
Yeah, they know what's going on. Now, totally off the utility screen.
Yes.
Cub fan or not?
My father was a White Sox fan, but you know what? And I'm sure my dad's rolling over in his grave right now. But you can't help but love the Cubs and this run they're doing. It's just like you can't hate this team. It's great. And you know what? I'm all for them. I'm going to be wearing my blue and red facial paint and cheering for the Cubs.
Oh, no, you won't, will you?
Even though in my heart, I've always been a White Sox fan.
You know what? I've always been a White Sox fan, too, from all my association with WMAQ when they had the Sox as the flagship station.
Right.
And my little boys grew up with it and that. But
yeah.
I tell you what, you can't help but run for the Cubs. We were talking earlier with one of our volunteer readers, and they said, and we put it in a good way, we're Chicago fans. So whatever team is doing well, you know, they call us fly-by-night fans, but still, they support the city, and we want to support them.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what it's all about. And I have coworkers here who are just so excited, and they've been waiting so long for a Cubs, you know, World Series. So I'm sending them all my positive vibes. It's going to happen.
Watch some yo-yo show up with a goat, and that's it. It's all over. Jim Chelson from the Citizens Utility Board joining us today. You have yourself a great early fall. We'll check in before the holidays with you again.
Thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Show's
the Beacon. We'll be back with more right after this.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
We're back.
You betcha.
You know, you actually look better than you do. Not that I know, but just the way you sound. You sound much better than being stressed out like in summertime.
There have been a lot of changes that have been made that I led a very stressful summer, and I won't go into detail right now.
No.
But a lot of that stress, I'm transitioning out of it, and I'm feeling much better. So I'm glad that that's being noticed.
And that's important for both of us,
yeah.
You know, for things that have been going on as well.
It was kind of a rough summer all around, wasn't it?
Oh, I can't wait till this year's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah.
New Year's Eve, I'm going to stay up just to celebrate that the year is gone.
By 2016, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Really, all right.
I hear you, brother.
It's been good knowing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to miss
no,
you.
No, not at all.
I know.
Listen, by the way, you know, the Beacon is not only heard on Saturday mornings here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, but we're also heard on Chris Radio on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
And I believe it's 7 o'clock, but we were talking, and it's on ACB radio on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you can podcast us all
the time.
We're
all over the place, baby.
Listen, there's no getting away from us.
Nope. We will find you.
And we are available now because we've got it all set up and it's working well.
We're so tech savvy now.
We can get into the... you go to our website, Lighthouse website.
Yes.
And you can listen to it.
Yeah, right you there. Can go back to, you instead know, 8 years ago if you want to.
Right, no, instead of having a couple of receivers.
Yeah.
You know, that you have to have special receivers.
Just
and
pop them in your laptop and we're good to go.
So check it out, okay?
Yeah, please do.
And the other thing we want to check out is Brett, because he's got a wonderful review coming up on the theater.
Hello there, everybody. This is Brett Shishkoff with another accessible review for you. I actually took a trek out of the city and decided to go out to Oak Brook. What's out in Oak Brook, you ask? It's a Drury Lane. I don't know if any of you have ever been there, but I decided to check it out as another viewer of another play. A couple that I saw at one of the plays I saw told me about Drury Lane having audio description, and so I said, you know what, we might have some listeners that are out in the suburbs, let me go check that out. So I went and saw a musical called Smokey Joe's Cafe. Now, Smokey Joe's Cafe, if you don't know exactly what that's about, I'm going to tell you. It's a musical that kind of reminds me a little bit of Grease, but with kind of like Motown style music. So if you're a real big fan of the older like 50s, 60s music, somewhere in that ballpark, that's what this play basically has. And there's no dialogue. It's all told through the songs. So your entire story and dialogue is through old Motown music. So I'll get into that a little bit further, but I wanted to go into more of how do you get the audio description through Drury Lane. So how I did it, I actually went to their website, and they have information on, you know, contacting the box office. And so I wrote an email over to them and said I was interested in audio description, wondering how it worked. And so they called me back, and they actually explained that you need to give them about a month's notice. Normally, they try and give an audio description of their like first Thursday showing of the new play that's coming in. If you needed it after that, then yeah, you have to give them a specific month's notice. You need to call them nonetheless to let them know they need to get an audio describer out there, which the audio describer for this showing was actually Martin Wilde. He did a very good job from what I could hear. The headsets that they give you are different than what I've been given before. Normally, it's a little handset that I've been given that has headphones attached to it. This one was just a pair of headphones that had a switch on it and volume control that kind of hangs around your ears, and it can either hang down to your chest or behind you. These headsets are nice because you don't have to worry about a cord. Unfortunately, the downside to these headsets are if you move your hand in front of the little receiver, it starts to static up or get really, really loud on you, and you can't hear any of the dialogue or the audio description. So that was kind of frustrating to me, is like if I needed to, you know, maybe I had an itch on my nose, I'd bring my hand up and all of a sudden the receiver would start freaking out on me. The other thing that I did not know and they didn't tell me until after the fact, was there's three different settings on this headset. The first setting that they actually gave me was in one ear you have the audio description, so it was in my right ear, and then in the left ear it was the audio from the play itself. Which was kind of hard to be able to pinpoint the audio description, and that's the only way I was listening to it. I tried switching it to the other option, which I only thought there was two, and that option was just all of the audio from the play itself, no audio description whatsoever. So this would be more for people who are hard of hearing. They'd be able to hear strictly the play without any audio description. But apparently there was a third option that I did not find until they told me after the fact, which would just be audio description by itself, and you could be able to listen to the regular audio through the theater part of it. So it's unfortunate that they didn't tell me this beforehand, but now I know that if I go back there, I will definitely need to make sure that I get it on the right setting. One other thing I would say about when you get there, the box office is right to the right of the doors that you would come in for the theater. It's right against the wall. I just came in, told them I needed my tickets. They asked for my name. That was very simple. The headsets that you would get, there's a little like desk area off to the right of the box office that has these headsets that you would be able to grab. And so it's very, very simple to get all of the accessibility stuff. It's right when you come in. You don't really have to dodge around going around any stairs. They do have a bar there, a restaurant. So if you wanted to go there and cook or eat, you're not going to cook if you're owning a restaurant. But you'd be able to do that as well. It's a little bit pricey. Some other things I noticed, if you are a little bit of a bigger person, which I am, the seats are a little tight. So I would say, you know, just be prepared for that. These are older seats, and you might even want to bring yourself a little cushion for your behind. It ends up, these are older seats and they're kind of worn down. So I would say if you can bring yourself maybe one of those bench seats, if you're on like a bleacher seat type thing, that would be a good recommendation that I would make. I wish I had it after sitting there and through the hour, about an hour and a half of the play. It was very good, but when you're uncomfortable, it's hard to fully get engaged in the play itself. So I'll just get into the play real quick. Like I said, it is kind of Grease-like. You're following four kind of love stories, and it's based around this the music that you will be hearing. And so I really enjoyed the music side of it. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make out too much of the audio description, so being able to pick out the full story of actually what was going on was a little difficult for me. But if you just wanted to go and enjoy some great singing and old 50s music, this is definitely the play for you. They actually are still showing it all the way through the end of October. So if you'd like to go and check that out, I would highly encourage you to do so. It was a good time. Everybody was very, very nice and helpful. I actually took my brother with me, and so he was kind of my guide to get around. If you are in a wheelchair and you need to get in there, I went down an aisle with stairs. I believe it is real wheelchair accessible. So you'd be able, if you are in a wheelchair, to go and should be able to get your way to some seats. Anything else that I can think of? The audio description I did hear from Martin, he was very, very good. I made a few notes to him that maybe in certain parts when the music was getting loud, that he could just kind of bump his volume up of talking a little bit louder, because he was very good at like the softer parts to adjust his dynamic range of his voice. So all in all, I enjoyed the experience. Next time I will be bringing a cushion with me. I also probably will make sure that I get it on the right setting for the audio description. So those are my few notes. If you're going to go, bring a cushion and make sure you know that there are three settings on these headsets. You can actually check out the Drury Lane on Drury, which is D-R-U-R-Y, Lane, L-A-N-E, Oakbrook, OAKBROOK.com. And I will say that once again, which is www.drury, D-R-U-R-Y, L-A-N-E, OAKBROOK.com. That is how I found all this information out, and I encourage you to do so. Like I said, if you would like to go see Smokey Joe's Cafe, which it was very, very good music, great vocals, the band was awesome. If you're just looking for a good time for the night, and you're looking for some Grease-type entertainment, this is a more from the African-American side of things, but still enjoyable. For no matter what demographic you're from, I enjoyed it from start to finish, even though I did miss some of the story plotline. I look forward to giving you guys another review again very soon, and you all enjoy what's out there while the weather is still good. This is Brett Shishkoff. Talk to you soon.
Just say no to flushing your pharmaceuticals into the ocean. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Consider this. Humans take pharmaceuticals. Humans excrete pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals end up in waterways where shrimp live. Scientists from Britain's University of Portsmouth were concerned. They wanted to know if antidepressant drugs affect the behavior of freshwater shrimp. So they put the crustaceans in waters laced with the antidepressant fluoxetine, which we know as Prozac. And the result was not a funny SpongeBob episode. After 3 weeks, the scientists observed anti-normal behavior, aka the shrimp were 5 times more likely to swim toward light. Bad news, because shrimp thrive in dark, secret places, places where predators like birds or hungry humans can't get them. For a shrimp, staying alive means staying out of the light. The researchers say if enough drugs taint the water, shrimp are going to be in trouble, as will the rest of the food chain. So next time you flush your drugs down the toilet, remember, we're killing our shrimp. It's one more reason to be depressed, or rather, to throw away our drugs and cheer up.
The Lowdown on Science, online at lohdown.org. Produced by 89.3 KPCC and the California Institute of Technology, and made possible by TIAA Craft.
Hi, I'm Erica Borgren, Iraq veteran and director of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. Our mission is to empower veterans and their families to thrive. Our agency is home to a team of veterans whose sole job is to help other veterans. But we can't do this work alone. We need Illinois veterans to stand up and be counted so we can better understand and serve our veteran community. You have already stood up to answer the call to service. Now, stand up and be counted to help the entire veteran community. Visit veterans.illinois.gov.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His parents could only hope that one day he would leave the hospital healthy, and they would all live happily ever after. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. You can help the March of Dimes stop premature birth and bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Now, you said something before.
What did I say, darling?
That you have a summer slash fall.
Summer mashup. Fall mashup recipe. Okay. Yeah, you were requesting a summer recipe, and I said, nope, sorry, we're already into fall, but I just realized I have a summer fall mashup.
Well, this is going to be terrific, because now it's time for us to let us turn up the beat.
Nice.
Ha ha.
All right, are you ready? Are we ready?
Am I ready? Listen, I'm over here. I'm going to hang on to something heavy, and you can go do it.
Here we go. So, you know how fall is pumpkin spice everything. Everything is pumpkin spice. It was novel. Like, I don't know, even like 5 years ago, pumpkin spice was pretty novel, but now it is an absolutely everything. And it's okay. I mean, I like it. I don't go crazy. I used to do the pumpkin spice lattes at Starbucks and go nuts for them until I found out what was in them.
Wow, Jesus. There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, I won't go into that. I'll save that show for next week. We still have a lot of fall left, so I'm going to save some of my diatribe for another time.
It hasn't even started yet.
Right. Exactly. See, we've got plenty of time. But today, I'm going to give you a recipe for a pumpkin spice milkshake so you can make pumpkin spice milkshake. So what we're going to do with that...
A little pumpkin in it.
Exactly. Throw a little pumpkin in there. And that's literally what you do. In a blender, you just add vanilla ice cream, some canned pumpkin, some pumpkin spice, just, you know, like what you find in the spice aisle. Milk, and this recipe actually calls for sugar, which I think is ridiculous because you already have a ton of ice cream in there. Mm. But, I mean, whatever suits you. So you can, you know, blend those up in a blender. I usually will do like 4 scoops of ice cream to maybe a quarter to a half cup of milk, and that makes it really nice and thick. I'm very particular about my milkshakes. So I like them super thick. So I put as much ice cream with as little milk as possible to still get it to that milkshake consistency. Right. But then you add some pumpkin, add a little pumpkin spice, whip it up, and then you can even, you know, put a little whipped cream on there and then sprinkle some more nutmeg or some allspice or something. And there you go. Voila, your summer fall mashup.
If somebody wants to get this recipe to do it, how do they get a hold of us again?
I'll put it on Facebook under Lighthouse Beacon and Twitter as well, again, under Lighthouse Beacon.
Sounds like a plan.
That's what we'll be.
And that is how we turned up the beat this week.
Look at you.
Coming up.
Tom and Brian, up after this.
1.4 million people in Illinois really want to work, but can't. If they get jobs, they could lose their Medicaid health coverage, and private insurance is difficult to obtain. This is the reality for people with disabilities. The Health Benefits for Workers with Disabilities program can help. HBWD is a state program that provides health insurance for working individuals with disabilities. Call 800-226-0768 or visit hbwdillinois.com. Don't let your disability keep you from working.
What we're going to do is have Tom Persky and Brian Hawkins. As we hear the music approaching, we head down the street to find out what's going on in Tom's Corner.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Hawkins, along with Tom Persky. And Tom, the topic today is battery-operated CCTVs. Actually, we're going to talk about a couple of different CCTVs. How are you?
Correct. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I heard beautiful day. Today is supposed to be sunny and cool, a little cool air.
Yeah.
Should be nice.
All right.
I know. I'm ready.
So, battery-operated CCTVs.
Exactly. So, what the heck is a CCTV? <That's> a
I have no idea.
Everybody who comes in to talk about visual aids for those with low vision, especially more severe low vision, where a magnifying glass is just not helping them any longer. You know, we've had these video cameras that can do the job. And so back in the 70s when they were invented, they were called a closed-circuit television. So it's probably the better term is video magnification or video devices.
Okay.
So the desktop ones, the larger ones that sit on your desk, have been big and clunky, and you have to bring everything to the machine, of course, to read it. But the battery-operated ones came along, and we just decided to have like a few different models to show people. One thing, obviously, is you don't need to be near a plug, so you can move it from room to room in your home, as well as those who maybe travel or have a second home or whatever. They can put it in a briefcase, because most of the neat things about these is they're pretty much transportable. That is, sometimes foldable, that fits inside a briefcase too. So that's a huge help for people who are a little bit more active and on the go and don't want to have to bring all their reading materials. So you place it under the camera, the video image comes up on the screen, you dial in from, you know, 2 times to 40 times the normal size. They have all the features of dialing in the contrast that you need, automatic focusing, color. So they're really great for people for reading mail, writing checks, filling out forms, but in everyday activities, looking at your pill bottle, being able to read, you know, food labels and things like that, which is really important that you don't mess up on your food or your medications and take the wrong thing, right?
Right.
So,
right.
But so think of it, you know, people think of it as a reading machine, but it really can be helpful for many, many things. So one line of products that we have is made in Sweden called the MagnaLink Zip. And the Zip is this foldable flat, comes in a briefcase size. They've come up with a neat small 13-inch screen, which sounds small, but because the magnification is so large, many people are intimidated by the really big screens and don't have room for that in their home, or if you have a small one-room, you know, like assisted living area or something like that. And you can put that right on the kitchen table and put your cookbook down or whatever you're going to read. And so the MagnaLink Zip also has a 17-inch screen. It kind of looks like a normal CCTV, although it folds up flat, which is kind of neat. For students, the camera can be manipulated to point out into the distance, mm-hmm. which would help for seeing the blackboard or for other things like that for students. That's all high definition, so that's pretty cool. There's another device that we show often. It's called the Acrobat Mini. It's made by Enhanced Vision, which is out of California. And Acrobat Mini is kind of neat because it does have its own small 13-inch screen. It's totally battery-operated, and it has a swivel camera on an arm. So you can place things underneath for reading and writing, and then again, swivel that camera out to look in the distance. So these are the main ones that we carry here in our Tools for Living store here, both here and in Glenview, Illinois. So we're at 1850 West Roosevelt or 222 Waukegan Road in Glenview. You can. We don't charge for a technology evaluation if you want to come and sit down for an hour or so or more. Bring some of the materials and things you'd like to be able to read, mm-hmm. or family pictures, a bottle of pills. Bring your lottery ticket, whatever you'd like to see. We can sit down with you and go over it. We're here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Our phone number is 1-800-919-3375 1-800-919-3375. So that's if you have any kind of questions, from talking clocks all the way up to high-tech reading machines, we've got it all here.
You've got it there. Now, if you're like me, sometimes before I go to someplace to buy something, I like to look at it online. So these CCTVs are online that you could...
Yes, they are. LighthouseToolsForLiving.com mm-hmm. is our special store website. Along the left side of the column, you'll see categories. So we've been talking on this show recently about the different categories, mm-hmm. the desktop CCTVs, now we have the portable ones that you can hold in your hand, the battery operated ones. So you can click on each one and read about the price and the features. Or if you're kind of like me, you just rather watch a video for 4 minutes.
Either way, yeah.
Which I always do about the new electric bicycles on the marketplace, which is a different topic we won't talk about today. Go to youtube.com and then on the search, type in CHI Lighthouse, mm-hmm. all one word. And you'll see a little videos of all these different pieces of equipment. That really is kind of a fun way to learn about what's out there to help you.
Yeah. You can go in and that's it.
That's it.
Once you see it in person.
Exactly.
You can try it out.
Exactly. So we have a camera and arm CCTVs also that if a person just wants to use maybe in their own high-definition television, mm-hmm. and they can put it up on a desk or a table. You can get a 24-inch or up to 32-inch now, I think, for less than $200.
Right.
And then purchase a camera. That's an option that we have, too. And so camera and arm CCTVs, they're not portable necessarily because they have to be connected to the television, but it might be a way to save some money. And so those are not battery operated, but it's kind of a new category too that reminds me of the old days when there was a lot of manufacturers who just made cameras that you can plug into the television. So mm-hmm. we've talked about some of those before. IBIS was one of them that's been popular. There's one called Mars. There's one that plugs into a TV or a laptop computer made by the company in Sweden, Low Vision International called the MagnaLink S for student. So there's lots of options now. It's really terrific.
Right, that, market's exploding with options.
It really is.
All right. Yep. And another option is to, if you can't get to the store, maybe you want to take a road trip, and you have some road shows coming up.
Yeah, we did. We had a nice group last week in Schaumburg at the township office there. This week, Thursday, the 13th, we're going to be in Palos Hills at the community center, Palos Hills Community Center, from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And we'll have over 150 items on display. We'll be able to actually sit down and try these things that we've been talking about. So you or someone you know that has low vision and is having difficulty reading, come on out and meet with us. Wednesday, the following week, on October 19th, we're going to be at Maine Township office in on Ballard Road in Park Ridge. And that, again, will be from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. That's my old stomping grounds there in Maine Township. And in October 25th, we're going to be out in Mount Prospect, which is another stomping grounds back in the days when I would see Sammy Scoble and go to get a hot dog from his center there. In Mount Prospect Library is where we're going to be in that day, October 25th, from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So we look forward to seeing you out there. And hopefully, again, if you want to look online, chicagolighthouse.org, learn about our whole organization. You want to call, it's 1-800-919-3375. If you want to call Glenview, it's 847-510-6200. Ask for Ann Kelly if you want to learn about Apple products, because she's also an Apple employee. Mm-hmm. But she'll sit down and show you all these pieces of equipment. And she's out there Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So lots of options for you people. And we're glad to serve. Last year, we served over 2,700 people in the year's time. So,
wow, that's a lot of folk.
Yeah.
Well, we're here. We're available. So any way you want to interact with us, we're available for you. And that'll do it for this week's edition of Tom's Corner. He's Tom Persky. I'm Brian Hawkins. This is The Beacon.
Thank you, Dr. Janet Slick, for supporting us and helping us get this thing going way back when, now going into our eighth year.
Yes.
I'm Bill Drury.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
Stick around. The Mighty House crew is coming up next right here at Chicago's Progressive Talk, where facts actually do count. We'll see you back here next week, Saturday morning. Until then, have a great week.